The recent swarm of earthquakes have been a wake-up call for many Southern California residents. Andy Vasoyan reminds us how to be ready if a big one happens.
Ginger, thank you. Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Judging from the startled reactions of these anchors on KTLA during the St. Patrick's Day earthquake, even seasoned California residents can be caught off guard when the ground shakes.
Okay, it appears to have stopped.
Yep.
It's been more than 20 years since the Los Angeles area experienced a major earthquake like the one in Northridge. But as the recent quake activity reminds us, they are a serious threat. Mark Benthian of USC's Southern California Earthquake Center says dropping to the ground and finding cover prevents injury from falling objects.
And then if you're under that thing, like that desk, that table, you know, it could start to move around too. So you want to hold on to it, be prepared to move with it.
Benthian says it's also important to keep 3 days' worth of water on hand, as well as a fire extinguisher in case any small fire breaks out. All essential items should be stored beforehand in a portable kit that's easy to access.
You'd have whatever additional medications that you might normally take and kind of have all that kept in a place where you can easily grab it.
Other tips include keeping shoes and a flashlight near your bed, having your car keys nearby, and teaching family members signals, such as knocks, to communicate injury during a building collapse. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.